funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, the Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the Foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundationathearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Oakland, California.
Well, I'm Taj Tashambe, and I am the president of the Jack London Improvement District, and I also serve as a board member to Visit Oakland. And primary mission of the Jack London Improvement District is to, one, invite our community to enjoy the festive nature of Jack London Square and all of its amenities, and also to give the history of our district as a not only business improvement district, but a place for our residents and our entire region to enjoy from its amenities and attractions.
Well, here we are, front row center, Oakland, California, Jack London Square, and there's stuff happening everywhere.
I love it here, you know, because it feels alive and it makes you feel like you're in a place that complementing nature, but also complementing the hustle of the urbanism.
It's right on that cusp between.
That's
right. We can almost touch the water behind us.
And exactly.
Back of us are giant buildings.
And trains and boats. I love it.
And in front of us, there's a giant freighter and offloading derrick. So this is a real center for container ships, right?
It's a real center for container ships, and it's the hub of the Bay Area's transportation infrastructure. You know, and Jack London Square is a stone's throw from that district of industry and commerce. And you're met here with, there's somebody on a bicycle going by us. You know, just that community aspiration of growth, you know, right next door to each other, you know, the juxtaposition of the two.
What are some of the must-dos? If somebody has not experienced the Jack London Square area, your hierarchical list of, oh my God, you got to see this or do that.
You know, we're sitting here nestled under some beautiful palms, right? Just to give our listeners a vantage point. And to our left is a wonderful place called Rosenbloom Cellars, which is a local winery just in front of the ferry terminal here in Oakland as well. So I think if you're coming to the Jack London area from any place in the Bay Area from the ferry, the first stop is Rosenbloom Cellars. You know, they have great history, and they've been a long-term supporter of the Jack London District as well in terms of their storefront here. And it's a great place for people to congregate. Lots of opportunity to learn about wine, right? They have great selection. You can get education as well, right, with the different pairings that they do. And it's just a great place to sit out and just watch people.
Well, I have my own bias, and that's nautical history. And right over your shoulder is FDR's presidential yacht.
The Potomac.
Yeah, that's so cool. Permanently berthed here.
Permanently berthed here. And a lot of folks don't know the history of the Potomac as well. And you can take a tour on the vessel, go out to the bay, take cruises. I've done it myself. It's really fun. And learning about how the ship was restored and the history that it was actually, you know, something that had to be almost completely rebuilt.
I think it was sunken on Treasure Island when they found it.
That's right. Can you imagine that? FDR's, here goes our train going by, right? And that's the beauty of this area. We have the Union Pacific trains, Amtrak trains throughout the entire day. You can almost reach out and touch them. They're so close.
A person can rent kayaks right from somewhere close.
You can rent kayaks just right down the road here, right at the Jack London Marina. Yes, you can take a kayak out for the day. You can do a solo kayak. You can do a two-person kayak. You can take an adventure down the Oakland Estuary, down to Coast Guard Island, where our Coast Guard berths the Clippers and other vessels, or just going out into the bay, directly into the shipping channel. So we've got it all right here, Tom.
One thing I love to do is, like we talked about, going out on the bay. You have harbor tour boats?
There's harbor tour boats, and we also have, coming soon, our water taxis that are going to be berthing from Alameda, just across the estuary, and Oakland, to take you to and from the island of Alameda, back and forth to Jack London Square, and around the estuary as a whole.
I saw last night a high-speed ferry come in that goes over to San Francisco. Is that
right? That's right. Our ferry system in the Bay Area is one of the best ferry systems in the country. It's just not utilized as much as some of the others that you may see up in Seattle or in New York. But we have a wonderful ferry terminal right here in the Jack London District that takes you straight to San Francisco's ferry building or to Oracle Park in San Francisco to see a Giants game. There's typically thousands of people who come down when there's a big event to get across the bay on the ferry.
Could you take a ferry to Angel Island, or would you have to first go to the ferry terminal in
That's
San
correct.
Francisco and then hop over?
Yeah, you'd have to hop over from the ferry terminal, and that will take you to Angel Island and to other places.
But still a car-free vacation.
Still a car-free vacation. And what I love most about the ferry is just taking my kids, you know, so they can enjoy that open air and sitting up high and getting the bay breezes coming through. It's a very beautiful way to see our bridges underneath the Bay Bridge, or going through the channels of the shipping vessels as you see them just right next to you. I love it.
So you could have a Jack London getaway and spend most of your time on the water.
You really could.
Yeah.
You really could. You could even sleep on the water.
And how do you do that?
Well, how you do that is you can rent a vessel. You can rent a vessel from our marina as well with a private captain, private chef.
Wow.
And you can take a nice yacht out. You can take a 40 or 50 foot vessel out that you can rent with your loved ones or friends and take it out for an entire day, a half a day, or even overnight.
That's really cool. Okay, back to the land side of Jack London Square. What are some of the things, again, that you would definitely want me to see and do?
Well, you know, as I've gotten to know you, Tom, I know you love music. And one of my favorite destinations in the Jack London area is Yoshi's, which is right on the Embarcadero here in Jack London. And it's one of the most world-famous jazz clubs right here in Oakland. And a lot of folks may not know it exists, and the type of talent that comes through Yoshi's on a nightly basis. It's world-class musicianship. So I think Yoshi's is a must-do.
And there's also a restaurant there because my daughter was a waitress there. So you could
get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, or just go to dine.
Just go to dine. But I would tell someone that you can't just go there to dine.
Yeah, right.
You got to have some music and some tunes with your meal before you partake in the entire Yoshi's experience.
And even though it's a small venue, they have truly world-class musicians that perform there. Give us one or two off the top of your head that you remember.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you name it. I've seen Rochelle Farrell there. I've seen Kenny G. I've seen Tony. I mean, you name it. Anyone you can think of has been there over the course of its existence. I mean, world-class folks.
Okay, back to you. What's your primary mission and the roots of why it's called Jack London Square?
Well, you know, there was this guy. His name was Jack London, as many of us have heard of, and in 1951, the Port of Oakland reclassified this area as Jack London Square in honor of the famed novelist Jack London himself, because he spent, Tom, a lot of time in this area around the turn of the 20th century learning his craft as a writer.
My name is Elliot Miles. I'm one of the co-owners of Heinold's First and Last Chance Saloon, 48 Webster Street in Jack London Square.
And this was the same bar where Jack London used to hang out in Oakland, right?
This was, and it's mentioned a number of times in John Barleycorn and in Tales of the Fish Patrol.
kind of a miracle that it physically survived, isn't it?
More than a miracle. There have been some very serious challenges to the building. When they were discussing taking out the Alameda Bridge, the Webster Street Bridge to Alameda, they were going to put a bascule bridge in. This is around 1913, and it would have destroyed the saloon then. In the 1950s, when they put in the Webster Street Tube, they were going to either destroy the saloon, but instead they took out one-third of the Hazlitt building. So if you look over there, the building is set back from the corner of Webster Street. They destroyed that part of the building to put the tube in, rather than to destroy the saloon.
And then behind you, there's a log cabin. Tell us that story.
That's half replica and half original. Jack London's log cabin when he was up in the Klondike in 1897. It was identified by having a carving that Jack London did of his signature on the back wall, and it was installed here in 1970 by...
Tell us a little bit about the bar itself today.
The bar was built out of the remains of a stern wheel paddle steamer, the Umatilla, that was built in 1858 on the Columbia River in the Middle Reaches. On her maiden voyage, she launched from the bank and went down over the Cascades, which were rapids, unpassable rapids, on the Columbia. As part of the shenanigans of the California Steam Navigation Company, she was brought back down to the Bay Area, and she was used on the Bay River trade up to Stockton and Sacramento. By 1870, she was derelict and lying at the foot of the wharf here at the base of Webster Street. It was the municipal wharf at the time. And between November of 1870 and midsummer of 1874, she was dismantled, and her timbers were torn apart and built a bunkhouse for the oystermen who lived down here. The land that we're on right now used to be underwater, and it used to be under the low tide line. And that's important because in the Carpentier Grant of 1852, Horace Carpentier received all of the water between the mean low tide line and the high tide line.
So back in the day, would this have been the water?
This would have been the water up until about late 1860s, early 1870s.
And Jack came from a working class family, and they lived near here, right in Oakland, right, when he was a kid.
His stepdad was a special police officer for the Oakland Police Department.
Mm-hmm. And where is this house long gone?
There were several houses that Jack London lived in, and there were several places that he lived. So he was born in San Francisco, raised on the San Mateo coast, ranched in the Livermore Valley, lived in Alameda, lived in Oakland. It wasn't until he was about 10 that the family permanently settled in Oakland. John London Sr., he worked at a variety of jobs. He was a disabled veteran of the Civil War. In those days, you did what you could do to get by. His mother, Flora, she held seances. And Jack was actually one of the rappers for the seance. He hated it.
Tell us about the ghost, the spirit of Jack London. Do you ever feel his presence here?
Back in 1925, there was an unnamed seer, seance holder, spiritualist, whatever you want to call her, in Berkeley, who said that she communicated with the ghost of Jack London. And Homer Thomas, one of the Tribune journalists, came down here and he asked Johnny Heinold, the first owner, would Jack come back? And Johnny Heinold says, that's all the bunk. Jack London didn't believe in the afterlife. And he pointed to Just Meat, which is a short story by Jack London, where the two jewel thieves kill someone during a robbery, and then they proceed to kill each other. And one of them says to the other, have you ever seen a dead body? And he said, nope. And he goes, it's just like this steak. It's just meat. According to Johnny Heinold, Jack would be more surprised than anyone if his ghost came back.
That's funny. But how about you? Do you ever feel those who have gone before here in the bar?
I think the whole bar, you feel that. You feel Captain Alex McLean, who was on the Alaska Packers fleet and was a sealer and was a sealing pirate. You feel Rex Beach, who wrote stories of big hairy men doing big hairy tasks. You can see Jack got his picture on the wall. If he came back today, he would recognize a large part of the place.
Really? That's really cool.
It hasn't changed that much.
Why does the floor slope so radically, and why have efforts to
straighten
it up?
It's either 13 inches and 14 feet or 14 inches and 13 feet. Based upon maps that I've been able to find of this area, we were below the low tide line, and then we were on a tidal channel. We are the oldest continuously active hospitality business in its original building, at its original site, with one asterisk. It was originally right where that tree is, and John Davy moved it 17 feet to the south. When he moved it, the front was on pilings and the back was on mud. And so in the 1906 quake, it sank.
That's the way it sits today.
Yep.
And so why does it stay the way it was?
Over time, Johnny and then his son George tried to jack it up, but it's just on unconsolidated mud fill on a tidal channel.
And again, you were talking about the oldest historic structure where in the state of California?
I would go far enough to suggest west of the Sierras. There are several places that say that they are older than us, and to some extent they might be. The Iron Door in Groveland is in a building that was built around 1849 or 1850, but it didn't become a saloon until 1894, a full 10 years after we were. The Little Shamrock in San Francisco says it's older, but it's not the original building as far as I can tell. Tattich's was founded before us,
right?
But it's in its third or fourth building. The Cliff House burnt to the ground three times and is closed.
So
we only closed three times in our history.
Wow.
The first was in 1906 when District Attorney John Allen, Alameda County, ordered all of the restaurants and saloons selling alcohol to close for 2 weeks after the earthquake. The population of Oakland went from somewhere around 60,000 to double that or almost triple that with all the refugees from San Francisco. The second time, so we were closed from April 18th to May 2nd. The second time was when Johnny Heinold had surgery in, I believe it was November of 1928 or 29, and he was closed for 2 months. And the third time was March 17th, 2020 to April 3rd, 2021.
Because of COVID.
Yep, and we were only able to open because of our patio.
Blessed to have that, huh?
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to add that's closest to your heart that you think is really cool about right here?
In 1917, George enlisted or was drafted into the American Expeditionary Force, and he was sent to France. He arrived on New Year's Day in 1918. And at the Battle of Vaux in June of 1918, he captured a German lieutenant and 12 privates. And the French government awarded him the Croix de Guerre with the Bronze Star. When he inherited the bar from his dad, who died in 1933, a month before 3.2 beer was legalized. So Johnny was never arrested for violating the Volstead Act. He's one of seven saloon keepers that the Oakland Police Department said were never arrested in the city of Oakland for violating Volstead. We just sold soda pop. When George returned, he opened up the saloon after Prohibition was repealed. He was a decorated war veteran.
I'm sure all locals know about your bar and the existence, but I bet you have some really surprised tourists and visitors walking along here and discover.
You know, Jack London was once called the Boy Socialist of Oakland. Mm-hmm. He ran for mayor of Oakland on the socialist ticket. And so as a result, Jack London is very, very popular in Russia. And during the Soviet Union, we would have a lot of Soviet visitors coming in. And we still get a lot of Russians coming in today. Jack London's also popular in France. We get a lot of French visitors. We get a lot of German visitors. I think American literary doyens frown on Jack London because he was commercial. He was America's first commercial writer. They just kind of cheapen him, basically. But if you just read Jack London to enjoy Jack London, he's a very enjoyable person to read.
Oh, yeah.
We get people coming from all over the world. Most of the ones who come here know about Jack London. A lot of people, especially if they're from other states in the United States, the first words out of their mouth when they walk in is like, oh, isn't this cute? Gets on my nerve. It's not cute, it's adorable. And the floor is slanted, it's not crooked. There's nothing crooked in the bar.
There you go. Do you have a signature drink?
Well, first and foremost, we're a saloon. So we don't have a lot of drinks that you might find popular in other places. We've been serving Four Roses Bourbon since at least 1946. I have invoices from back that far. And our bourbon cocktails are quite popular. Back in the early 2000s, Carol Brookman, my partner, her manager, Brian Wells, started concentrating on local beers. You know, back in the 1884, when Johnny opened, it says 1883 on the door, but it's 1884. He would have gotten his beer in wooden kegs, and they would have been delivered by horse and wagon.
From local breweries.
From local breweries. Mm-hmm. The Oakland Brewery, I know, we dealt with Joe Deves and Cram at the Oakland Brewery. So most of our beers now come within a couple of blocks of this place. Furthest away that we have on tap is Hopland with Racer 5. We have a very fine cider from San Leandro, Blindwood Cider. We've become pretty much depends on the season. We do more whiskeys and bourbons than we do others. But we make a very good margarita. We squeeze our own lime juice and lemon juice. And we make an excellent Bloody Mary.
All right. To learn more about your world, you guys have a website or on social media?
HeinoldsFirstAndLastChance.com and OaklandSaloon.com, either one. My name is Elliot Miles.
Elliot, thank you so much. This has been great.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure. Jack London Square in the heart of downtown Oakland, California, right on the waterfront.
We tell the listeners this. You know, Jack London is a special place, Jack London Square. Oakland has just a dynamic reputation as a city and a community, and this is where it all started. This is Oakland's oldest waterfront district, and it's where the city really began as a landmark for the shipping community, for whalers, you name it.
Way back.
Way, way back. And it's a privilege and an honor to serve community in this capacity. We also have a world-famous produce market that only operates in the middle of the night, Tom, from 12 to 7 a.m., 12 a.m. to 7 a.m. I just want folks to know that this is a place you can come and enjoy. You can get to know Oakland, visit our waterfront, listen to some great tunes.
You guys have a website?
We do. That website is jlid.org, jlid.org. Or you can visit Oakland at visitoakland.com.
And Instagram?
Our Instagram is Jack London Square.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of Oakland at Jack London Square. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website foundation@hearstcastle.com to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
Why don't you go where Harlem sits? Pour another rib. Spangled gowns upon a bevy of highbrow from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on the rib.
Why, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits for naught.